Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today is Valentine's Day, at least for those of you that are listening live right here in Santa Barbara. And for those of you that are listening dead or after the fact in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Alaska, it was still Valentine's Day a few days ago. So happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I have gone crazy this Valentine's Day writing so many different columns and comic strips. I don't know why. I just thought it was fun, and men and women tend to look at Valentine's Day quite differently. And so we will be talking about love and Valentine's Day with my hit lineup of Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the women's room. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're sharing our favorite love songs. And I wrote a post a year ago for 12most.com, which is a website that is really kind of cool. And the post was called, let's bring it up here, the 12 Most Classic Romantic Songs for Valentine's Day. And this was published on February 8th of 2012. And yet it has been the biggest hit on 12 Most, I think, for the last couple weeks, which is really neat. I'm going to very quickly read you my 12 most classic romantic love songs for Valentine's Day. And if you come to Dad Chat, obviously, I hope you'll share yours. But in no order, this is just 12. Although I do believe number one is the greatest pop song of all time, and that is Misty by Johnny Mathis. Number two on my list is The Power of Love by Celine Dion. Number three, The Man I Love by Billie Holiday. Number four, Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime. Not my best Dean Martin impression, but I love that song. And then number five is I've Got You Under My Skin by Frank Sinatra. Number six is Let's Call the Whole Thing Off by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. There were so many versions of that one wonderful, wonderful song. I think Ginger and Fred did it as well. Number seven, It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones. Number eight, As Time Goes by Dooley Wilson. If you recall, of course, that was the theme song, or at least the main song in the great movie Casablanca. Number nine, Cuando by Engelbert Humperdinck. It was redone by Michael Bublé pretty darn well, as a matter of fact, and some redone songs I don't like. Number 10, We've Only Just Begun by The Carpenters. Corny, 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 but it is a sweet song. Number 11, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Most people don't know that that was originally done and written by Dolly Parton, but I think Whitney Houston's version is the one. And number 12, a really great song with an astonishing vocal by Tony Williams, My Prayer by The Platters. So I love these kind of classic songs. I hope you do too. We will share, like I said, all of our favorites tonight at Dad Chat. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're getting so close to 5,000 likes, please. I think we've got 175 or more to go. And I don't know why it matters to me, but that number 5,000 just seems to be a milestone I'd like to reach soon. Of course, the moment I get that, I'm going to want 10,000. So, you know, that's a guy. We always want more. You can receive my newsletter on the homepage at BruceAllen.com, where you can follow all the other things that are going on. The new Because I Said So comic strip will actually be published tomorrow. But again, those of you in Wisconsin and Alaska and Ohio will be able to see it now. And I actually think it's one of the best we've done. It's called Bladder Control. And you can imagine what it's about. But it's sort of really funny, I think. And guys my age, younger and older, will definitely relate. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog, which a video blog is what a vlog is one of my favorites I've ever posted. It is a 14-minute piece that is a video of a slideshow I did for my parents' surprise 50th wedding anniversary in 1989. And I finally got that videotape and transferred it to DVD, and it is really an amazing love story that I weave through slides. And in those days, nobody was doing video. There were no home video cameras. I hired a professional video cameraman who brought one of those gigantic cameras of the day, and that's how I have a recording of it. So the quality isn't quite as good as I would like, but the heart and emotion is there. And I would, if you want to look at anything on my website that will make you feel special, wonderful, warm and fuzzy, and possibly cry a little, I would look at that one about my parents. And it's in the I'm Not That Dad section. So last week, I got so riled up that I forgot to share a life lesson. So I'm not going to forget it this week. Let's listen to a life lesson. Maybe even
two. You got to action to it the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with me.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Politically correct lies number two. College has diversity of thought. Really? I don't think so. I don't think every point of view is allowed on campuses these days. In many classes, if you do not parrot the professor's point of view, you won't get a good grade. If someone on the right comes to speak on campus, they are often shouted down. No, college does not have diversity of thought. America is the worst country in the world. If you go to college, ironically, that's what you'll be taught. If you listen to certain left-wing thinkers, that is what's being said. This is a lie. America is the best country there ever was. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
You know, we don't choose which life lesson to play. We just play them sequentially. I've recorded 52 of them, so I have one a week. And I often find it interesting when the life lesson that we play, again, in just the order that they were recorded and conceived, ties in thematically with what I'm talking about. So I asked my producer, Richard, I said, what do you think? Do you think we'll have one this time? And of course, that one does not really tie in any way, shape, or form to love and kisses at on Valentine's Day, which is what I'm calling today's show. But it would have been perfect last week when I just went on a rant about political correctness. My good friend Professor David Weber has taken me to task often when I make these statements about college. And he has said that much of the things that I express really are more attributable to the administrations at colleges rather than the professors, though there's certainly some of it going on at the teacher level. But I am beginning to moderate my view that college is this evil propaganda machine because of David's aggressive counterarguments and wise counterarguments. I want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to my lovely wife, Debbie, and also to a new friend of mine, Ace. Hoping everyone has a great and loving and warm Valentine's Day. Not a holiday I tend to like, but it's one we men must tolerate for the sake of our women. And in fact, that's what relationships are about, doing things for the other that may or may not be something that we want to do ourselves. The one thing, thankfully, my wife has agreed upon is that we don't go out to these fake restaurant deals that they have on Valentine's Day or New Year's or Mother's Day because we'd rather go out on another night when it's half the price for the same food and we might get more attention and service because these days at restaurants tend to be just insane. And so I've seen what my wife is planning for our dinner at home tonight, and she's making my favorite pie. And the only reason I know is I saw the ingredients sitting on the shelf, and I haven't had a pie made by my wife in ages. And frankly, she could not get me a gift that I would love more because I adore her pies. And I will break my vegan diet because she refuses to use vegan shortening because she doesn't like the way the crust comes out. The one time she made a vegan pie with vegan shortening, to me it was just as fine, but she said it was really, really a pain in the you-know-what to get the dough to stick together. So I will forego the diet for the pleasure of her cherry pie this evening. So next up is Wayne Levine for the men's room. It is time for us to take a break. Stay tuned, and I hope you will have a wonderful Valentine's Day with us.
Good salad, no.